Hello, it's Kathy Love here. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. It's my pleasure to share up more private practice stories and wisdom in this, our third season. My guests are generous, creative, and honest. It has been such a joy to be able to hold these conversations and capture these moments for your listening pleasure. We're sure that you'll really enjoy these unplugged chats and these private practice heart-to-hearts. So settle in, let's get the conversation started. Hello, Emma Price, welcome.
Hi, Kathy, how are you?
I am well. I am very excited to have you back on because we haven't spoken for quite some time. So Emma Price is the founder of Source Kids, and Emma's going to tell us all about what Source Kids is. What's under the hood at Source Kids?
Quite a bit, Kathy. Thanks very much for having me on. It has been a while since we've chatted, and we've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes here at Source Kids. We've got a lot of exciting things to talk about to you today. But just, I guess, to give you an overview of Source Kids, I founded about 4 years ago. After raising a child with a disability, I was struggling to find information out there and, you know, learn about products and services and other information that, you know, would help me raise my daughter. So my background's marketing comms, so I thought, well, why not start a magazine? There's magazines for everything else out there, but there's nothing, you know, for parents and carers that are raising children living with a disability. And it's grown quite quickly from there. Over the 4 years, I think when we started, social media was, you know, just starting to rear its head. And I think, you know, that's been a big area that we've expanded in over time. So we now have the hard copy and online magazine, our online presence. So we have a lot of articles and content online. We have quite a few bloggers that write for us. We also have an online directory, got regular email updates, social media, of course, and we are just about to hold our first expo down at the Brisbane Exhibition Centre in July. So it's, you know, I guess you'd say we're a multi-channel information resource for parents and carers.
Amazing. I'm just still blown away by the 4 years. If you'd have said, you know, 7 or 8 years, I still would have agreed and thought, gosh, you've got a lot done. But that's a phenomenal, in case you're wondering why you're a little weary on a Friday, that's a mammoth amount in 4 years. Gosh.
Yeah, look, it really is. And, you know, we're a really small team as well. We've only got 4 or 5 part-time employees that deliver Source Kids. And, you know, we've grown from our humble beginnings of reaching around 50,000 people a year. And we're now reaching 400,000 people a month, which is, you know, just under 5 million people a year through our range of channels. So it really has grown really quickly. And I'm so proud of what we've been able to do. And especially by such a small, really passionate group of people that, you know, we're all there for the cause and what Source Kids stands for. So, and I think that is reflected in the growth that we've been able to achieve.
If there aren't awards on your shelf, I hope that there soon will be.
We do have a couple, but yeah.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Yeah, well, a couple there, just collecting some dust on the top shelf of my office. But hopefully, yeah, we might. We don't do it for the awards, but of course, they're a great thing to be able to celebrate what we've achieved and, I guess, recognise the work that we all do.
Absolutely. And whilst you say that the resource is for parents and carers, it's an incredible resource for allied health professionals. And I'd really love to take a quick moment for you to encourage occupational therapists, speech pathologists, physios, psychologists, exercise physiologists, dietitians, on and on the list goes.
Yeah.
To click through and take a look, because I read it cover to cover every time I get my mitts on one or I jump online. It's amazing. It's good for everybody.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of content. And as you say, you know, we've been created for parents and carers, but that certainly doesn't eliminate other audiences, you say, around allied professionals, educators as well. I get a lot of teachers that find it valuable resource. Pediatricians, you know, even pediatricians that know an awful lot about it, you know, they still learn things from it. So, which is really good. And I think it's great for professionals to sometimes get a bit of an understanding of what parents and carers are needing to know about, but also a really great way for them to keep up to date with all of the latest products that are out there, services, information, because unless you're trolling the web constantly trying to find this stuff, it's difficult to find. So, and you know, we all know that professionals are very busy as well, so they don't always have the time to do that. So we do it for them. So it's definitely a great resource for everybody.
Marvellous, marvellous, marvellous. So if we go to the Source Kids website, tell us a little bit about what we're going to find there.
Well, our website's pretty well jam-packed with information. We've got a range of articles on there from anything from, you know, education to different therapy, etc. We also have the latest news on our website. And as I said, a whole section of blog pieces that have been written primarily by parents and carers sharing their experiences and journeys in parenting. Children with disability. So we've obviously, that's the main content side of things. We've got lots of competitions on there. We've got our online directory and of course information about our expo coming up. So it's, you know, it's a fairly comprehensive site, and you know, we're working towards trying to generate as much content as we can to help parents out there.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten about the expo. We will talk about that. We will get there. We will get there. We will so get there. In the directory, what would parents and carers find in the directory?
So the directory is an online directory, of course, where you can start searching for businesses that are close to you. You can find businesses in a range of different categories. So for example, equipment and aids, it could be therapy services, or it could be, you know, transport and vehicles. So there's a range of categories that, you know, you can search by, and also obviously it brings up those that are closest to you. So you can search by city or postcode. So it's, you know, we get quite a few people on there each month. So it's very well visited, you know, and obviously, you know, opportunity to spruik the fact that it's a great opportunity for businesses to get themselves listed on there and make sure that they're found by parents and carers out there.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because your numbers that you mentioned earlier have gone up sizably since the last time we spoke. So for allied health businesses to be in that directory, it's a pretty cool place to get exposure in their neighbourhood, but also probably a little bit further afield as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we push it out quite well through our range of channels as well. So through social media and our email, our weekly email newsletter as well. So we do talk about it quite a bit and promote it fairly heavily.
Lovely, lovely. Alrighty, so what's happening in Brisbane?
The most amazing must-attend Brisbane Disability Expo.
3 years in the making, I'd say, if not three and a half years in the making. Yeah,
absolutely, yeah. So we're hosting our first ever expo at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre on July 6th and 7th this year. Something we've been wanting to do for a really long time. Obviously, to add to our range of channels, one area that we felt a lot of people in the disability space were missing was the opportunity to come along and actually, you know, touch and feel products and services and talk to the organisations that are, you know, that will be there and can give that information face to face. So this is really important timing, I think, in Brisbane. We've got the NDIS rolling out in Brisbane from July 1. So it's really timely. We're going to have a lot of families that are going to be wanting information about products and services. So so we thought, right, well, that's a great time to launch our expo, and we've been completely overwhelmed. We're going to have about over 120 exhibitors at the event with their products and services.
That's a lot. Just saying,
yeah.
In case you hadn't noticed, that is amazing. Wow, yeah. Well done.
Yeah, that's it. And at this stage, we've got around 1,600 people interested in attending, but we're just obviously about to start ramping up our promotion of the event. So we, you know, we really haven't sort of tried you know, talking to, you know, promoting it too heavily at this point. I mean, people are only really thinking about getting through school holidays. We're not what they're doing in July at this stage. So we'll be ramping that up soon. So we're expecting about 3,000 people to attend the event over the 2 days. And we'll obviously also have, you know, a range of speakers lined up. There's some incredible experts, some inspirational people with disability, and also some parents and carers out there are coming along to share their story as well. So it's going to be a great lineup, and we've got some other bits and pieces in the venue during the day as well. So a sensory room, beautiful little recharge space for parents to get a little bit pampered, and an area to come in and try and test some of those bigger items of equipment that they can't necessarily line up through other options and compare them. So yeah, it's shaping up to be a fairly incredible event at this stage.
Goodness. Oh, I'm so delighted, because I remember hearing some of the very early seed conversations about this, and it's amazing. Are you able to share who some of the exhibitors are? And if you don't want to, that's fine too.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we've got quite a few. So we've got a range of equipment providers. So we've got Special Needs Solutions, we've got Permabill, we've got Medifab, we've got Sunrise Medical, we've got Just Juniors. We've also got some other organisations that sort of provide, you know, more service-based. So just trying to think of some of the other ones to talk about. There's so many of them. So Out and About Healthcare, Arabon Care are coming to the event, and of course Afford Disability Services as well. So it's a really nice mixture, and we've tried to cover off on all areas. So in terms of, you know, we've got quite a few vehicles coming, we've got equipment and aids, we've got sort of sensory products and you know, educational resources. We've got the more recreational type activities. So we've really tried to, you know, bring, and of course, continents as well. So we've tried to bring in like a range of organisations that can really sort of, you know, answer, you know, cover off on all of the areas that our audience will be wanting to know about.
Yeah, the real life, real life practicalities of getting things done. Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to have to come up and have a look. So anybody, Well, I will come up if I can. I'll check the dates. Let me think. So it's all very well if you're in Queensland or Brisbane or northern New South Wales. What about other states? Can I put you on the spot about, you know, interstate envy here?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the first thing that as soon as we announced the expo, social media went mad with everyone going, when are you coming to Melbourne? When are you coming to Sydney? We want you in Adelaide. We want you here. And which was really, you know, it was great feedback to have. And our intention has always been to take the expo to other states. We obviously just wanted to, you know, test the waters and just, you know, get one under our belt and then take it further. But given the response that we've had to our Brisbane show, I'm very happy to announce, drum roll. We will be coming your way, Kathy. We'll be holding the Source Kids Disability Expo in Melbourne in March 2019.
Oh, incredible.
An exhibition centre. So that's going to be held on the Friday the 29th and Saturday the 30th of March. So we're really excited. We're just literally about to launch the show this week. So you're the first one to hear about it.
Oh, that is absolutely magnificent. Melbourne will love you even more. I guess our NDIS rollout is a little more advanced in terms of geography and footprint. There's still lots and lots to work out, but by that point there'll be many, many, many more participants curious and confused and concerned and delighted and all of the other emotions in between and around. So brilliant timing. I think Melbourne is at its best in March, just saying as well.
Yeah, look, you know, we sort of get past the Christmas craziness and school's back, and, you know, it's still in that nicer time of year when people are really happy to get out and about and the sun's usually shining. So, and for us, you know, like March just seemed like the obvious choice. I mean, it was either that or look at later in the year, and we all know that Melbourne gets taken over by footy finals later in the year. So yeah, we thought it best to avoid that time.
Yeah, wow.
So we're really excited. We're expecting as big a response, if not more, to this when we launch the event. So we'll have the same amount of exhibitors there with the potential to even increase that depending on the expressions of interest and who's coming on. So very exciting.
Oh, goodness. So given that you're in the ears of allied health professionals all over the country and some international listeners as well, take the talking stick. What would you like them to do to help promote the expos, both Brisbane and then later Melbourne? What are practical things they can do to support you guys?
Absolutely. Look, the big thing at the moment for us is making sure that everyone out there in this space knows about the event so that they can put it on their calendar to come along. So the biggest things would be, you know, whatever channels that are available to you, please, you know, give us the plug and get the information out there. Obviously, we've got information on our website, so sourcekids.com.au/expo. There's a big tab up at the front top there that will take you to the expo page. And of course, we've set up our Facebook event page as well. So there's a link to that on our Facebook page at Source Kids. So I guess the big thing is really, you know, about trying to let families know that it's on. Schools and of course other allied professionals that will be wanting to come along, because this event is not just for parents and carers. As I mentioned earlier, that is our primary audience, but I think this event will be very very important and very useful for those working in the disability sector to come along and find out about what the latest and greatest is out there. I guess I'd say the second point would be keep your eyes about. This is a really good opportunity for businesses and organisations to showcase their product to thousands of people across the 2 days. So if you're interested in, you know, taking a table or a booth or a sponsorship at the event, please, you know, get in touch. We can we'd love to talk to anyone that would be interested in coming along to exhibit.
Lovely. I am, I don't often jump onto Facebook when I'm talking with my guests, but in this case I have. So heads up for Brisbane, 1,700 people are interested in going. So,
you know. Yeah. As I Gosh. Said, look, we really haven't actually started our marketing campaign. It's been a little too soon, to be honest. So, you know, it's gone really well. And I think it's such an active space. People are so thirsty for information at the moment. And I think there's such a lack of it out there and such a lack of opportunity for people to actually get in and talk face to face and see what their selection, you know, what their choices are, because as we know, that's what the NDIS is about, choice and control. So, it's a great opportunity for everyone to come and, you know, see everything that's out there.
Yeah. With I'm just sort of those words choice and control are resonating, and certainly many of my colleagues and guys in the private practice community who serve children and adults are very, very fearful of that choice and control being compromised with some of the changes and proposed changes and transitions in the NDIS. Does Source Kids do any advocating on a bigger scale?
Look, we would love to, Kathy. I guess the thing is we're probably quite focused on what we're doing, which there's a lot of organisations out there that are focused on advocating on behalf of people with disabilities and also, you know, parents and carers that are going through this. I suppose the role that we play in the rollout of things like NDIS is being that support mechanism for parents and carers that are seeking information, that don't know where to turn or don't know what to do. And I guess what we've been able to do is establish that community online. We've got people having conversations through our Facebook page about it. And, you know, I think that's where we really come into play as more that support channel for parents and that information resource, because, as I said, there's a lot of players out there advocating, and, you know, we often support quite a few of those organisations, you know, through editorial content and, you know, advertising support, etc. So we'd love to do more in that space, but I think just at this point in time, we're really just sort of focused on what we're doing, which is really getting down to the, you know, directly helping parents and carers.
Yeah, that makes sense. There's power power to the small and the focus. Small's probably not the right word, but power to the focus. But
that's right.
got such amazing engagement with your parents and, well, with the parents and carers that follow you. Very loyal, vibrant tribe. Amazing.
We do.
So in the show notes, we'll put links to the website, links to the social media pages and Brisbane. Does Melbourne exist yet? Does it have a little pixel presence anywhere?
Not yet. That's where it's so new. You're the very, very first. We're literally launching it this week. So I'm just waiting on a few graphics and bits and pieces to come back so we can actually announce it to the world. But I'll send those through once we have those in hand. We'll have our event page set up fairly quickly and information on our website in the coming weeks. But of course, people just keep an eye on our website. We will be popping it up there. The link that Kathy will pop up to the expo is obviously going to the Melbourne information will be available on there as soon as we go live with it.
We will be patient, excited and patient. Very patient.
Certainly not one of my strengths, but thank you.
I'd love to talk about the magazine for a moment. Whilst I realise this isn't a visual medium, I'm gazing across my office to the shelves where I have all the magazines there. And I jump in and out of those magazines surprisingly often. They are just a visual feast. They're just beautiful, the way they are put together, and that's not even getting to the content. I love reading those stories and I look forward to getting it, and I often get quite a batch of them and then I drop them around to a speech pathology and physio and psychology colleagues in the hood around and about in the area. So the information in there is just so energizing, I think, is the word that I would use to describe the content. What's your mission with the magazine? What's it serving?
We've stayed quite true to our vision the entire way through. When I established Source Kids, and you know, you're sitting there writing, you know, your vision statement, mission statements, when you're in that business planning mode, you know, the vision has always been to deliver relevant, reliable, and up to date information in a positive and vibrant way.
Yeah.
I'm really proud we've been able to stick with that the entire way through. So it's about, you know, delivering the information that parents want, making sure that it's up to date and the latest information, making sure it's reliable, because there's often a lot of information out there that's, you know, doesn't really come from credible sources. Keeping it positive was something that was really important. There's a lot of negativity in the world of disability, and we, you know, our feel is that parents encounter that on a daily basis. So we wanted to create something that was all about, you know, solutions and opportunity rather than, you know, focusing on any of the negatives of disability. And of course, the fifth one is being vibrant. I mean, it's in everything that we do. Our branding is bright and colourful, and I remember when my daughter was diagnosed with her disability with Angelman syndrome, and looking around at products and services, you know, 9 years ago, it's all, you know, hospital shades of grey and blue
and beige.
Yeah, and it looks like, you know, it was just so dreary and dull, and so, you know, it was very much our focus to create something that was bright and fun, and, you know, I'm quite a modern mother and I like nice colourful things and I like fashionable things. So, you know, it was more about, you know, making sure that this magazine looked like any other magazine that you would pick up off the shelf and really want to read. And in fact, we've had feedback in the past saying it actually doesn't look like disability. You need to make it look more disability focused. And it's like, actually, that's a great compliment. So that is our intention, is to try and make that, you know, just like any other magazine out there.
Yeah, I remember talking to one of your teammates along the same sort of lines, and our conversation sort of roamed around the presence of children with differing abilities in the media, and being able to find photo stock of kids with different talents and different profiles. And there's virtually nothing. It's a little bit better, but I'm guessing that you shoot your own photos and you're just building that library up.
We do, yeah. All of our covers we shoot, majority of the images within the mag are our shots that are either supplied to us by families or, you know, organisations that we're writing about. We take some of those photos. We use, you know, minimal stock shots where we have to, just obviously for, you know, to get the right background or, you know, different things. But the majority of our photography is all shot by us.
Yeah, I guess then you own it as well. But you know, yeah. I guess it would be nice to look forward to a future where kids with all sorts of different talents are, you know, in mainstream media, and we're starting to see it with some of the retailers and some of the sporting companies. But I say we've got a way to go.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There's definitely a long way to go. And I think the big thing is that not all disabilities are visible disabilities
either. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, that's something that we always try and focus on. If we've got a photo there of a child that, you know, is a seemingly typical, neurotypical child, well, you know, there's always, you know, challenges that, you know, don't always present on the surface that, you know, sit within. So that's something that's important to us as well, that we show all levels of disability, be it physical, intellectual, or other, you know, behavioural issues. So
yeah. I remember when you presented at a conference that I ran, oh my gosh, like nearly a year ago, June last year. That was probably almost the last time we had a sensible conversation where we finished sentences. And your presentation was remarkable. It was an absolute highlight. And the feedback consistently indicated your presentation as very powerful. Whilst I'm not going to ask you to kind of summarise all of that, the message that many took was about the need to be reminded about what parents want and what parents don't want, and what parents and families want services to look like. So, you know, just to kind of nutshell that a little bit, because remember, you're in their ears right now while they're driving or doing exercise or whatever. How can you remind us? How can Source Kids remind allied health professionals about what real collaboration and partnership is?
Yeah, look, I think that it's good that there was such positive feedback. That's really lovely to hear. Thank you. But I guess, you know, the crux of my story was, you know, talking about my journey and some of the things that I'd encountered with professionals that have, you know, I guess, you know, sat in my memory bank as, you know, occasions that, you know, either upset me or I didn't feel were overly helpful. So I think it was a blend of that versus what I've learnt through creating Source Kids. And I guess the main message is to really understand the situation. Not everyone, you know, deals with disability in the same way. So I think, you know, it's really important for professionals to really understand what the parents are going through. We're time poor, we're exhausted, we're sometimes cranky. So, you know, I guess understanding the journey that, you know, you've gone through, other circumstances that are in their lives, you know, making sure that the way you speak to them is respectful, and that, you know, the information that, or the way that you're interacting with them is, you know, you're being relevant to them and speaking to them about the things that are important. And I guess, yeah, that was really the crux of it. It's really about understanding the audience and what their needs are.
Yeah, and we've all got lots of learning ahead of us in that, because, you know, the way we've worked in the past may not, well, it needs to be constantly reflected on and changed and challenged and reinvented, but we're also all walking towards an NDIS future that is changing as well. So just when we think we found out a really great positive way to all work together, some of the guidelines are changing a little bit, and it's a bit of back to the future, and we carve out our relationship again, and on we go until the next kind of round as well. So it's something that I see that partnership with families as being ever, ever changing due to the way we practice individually, due to the way families change over time, but also very much to do with the changing environment that seems to be wrapping around us. What are your... Am I sort of on, you know, even remotely?
No, I completely. I was just sitting here nodding my head with everything that you just said. So I do agree, you know, the landscape's changing quite significantly. And, I think a big point to kind of note is that, you know, I think the NDIS is, you know, it's still got some work to do. And I think there's still a lot of people that are quite fearful and worried and all of those things that you mentioned earlier about it. But I think at the end of the day, what I think it will eventually end up being is actually getting to that point where it allows that choice and control for the parents or the caregivers or the person with a disability that can make their own decisions. So I think that's probably going to be one of the biggest shifts, is that parents and carers and people with disability are going to be making their own decisions. And I think we're seeing that a lot now anyway, even in terms of, you know, sourcing different equipment, and parents are actively out there finding the right piece of equipment rather than potentially relying on their professionals that they have done in the past. So I think it's, you know, it's important for professionals to kind of know what's out there as well, so that they can, you know, work with families a little better to give them the full range of, you know, options out there. I remember once working with an occupational therapist, and I was like, okay, we need to get a chair for Charlotte, and I would like this one. She's like, oh no, you can't have that one. This one's better. And I'm like, no, I've actually been and researched all of this. I kind of work in this space. I've been and researched it. I've tried them out. I know exactly what's going to work for Charlotte. And she tried to continue to tell me that I'd made the wrong decision. So, I mean, that's, I guess, where I'm coming at in terms of being, you know, respectful and working with families, because I've been out there and I've done my research and I know my child better than anyone. And I guess, you know, it was quite, you know, it didn't really sit very well with me the way that she, you know, was trying to, I guess, belittle my opinions and ideas.
Yeah, it's that's an incredible reminder, because you will know about whether it will fit on the table and whether it will move around and whether it will this and that and be durable and match, yep, and look beautiful, and whether Charlotte will love it or loathe it, or the whole functionality piece of it. So, I don't do a huge amount of clinical practice at the moment, as you know, but I learned more about everything from the families I worked with than I ever did from a course or a workshop or an online this or a book that. You know, they were most definitely my biggest source of professional and probably personal development as well. So,
that's where I think I've established the best relationships with professionals and therapists has been when, you know, you've had that open conversation, you work together rather than, you know, trying to sort of, you know, dictate what parents should or shouldn't do. So I know, you know, that's how I've always established my best relationships and the best outcomes as well.
Absolutely. Oh, such a big reminder. Goodness. I'm actually, as you're talking, I'm actually thinking back to some families that I used to work with, and thinking about what I learned from them. And technology is such that they can, you know, parents can send me an SMS with a link to something and I can click it open and sort of say, oh my God, that's remarkable. I've never seen that. Go for it. I was interviewed once. It's irrelevant what it was for. But the question was dropped, where do I receive my professional development from? And I just really, I wasn't meaning to be smart. I just said, oh, social media. I said Facebook. and the person was mortified. And I said, more searching is done in Facebook, I think, than Google at the moment. So I can put in any topic. And not only do I get links to where there's interesting information, but I also get to see other people's opinions about things. And I find that really interesting as well. So, I sort of learn so much from social media, but equally learn a fortune from the clients that I serve. Absolute fortune. Mm. Absolutely. I think I learn more from them than they do from me at times. I probably need to issue a public apology every couple of years, but I guess that's part of it. Well, I guess that's part of it, that it's not about who's the expert. Don't start me on the expert medical model. We'll never finish this chat. But it's about that coming together, and that different people know different things and have a different view. And that's where the magic happens, is when you can kind of, park all the baggage and find solutions and opportunities for people.
Absolutely. Very important.
Yeah. Is there anything else, any other secret sauce that we need to know about Source Kids? Anything else that you really shouldn't be telling us but you think we'd like to know?
Well, there's always lots going on here. We've always got lots on the planner and happening. I guess one of the other exciting things that I can share with you is our expansion rollout of the magazine. Up until last year, we've always had a national magazine that's gone to majority of states up the eastern seaboard. Feedback that we got from our readers was that they would like to have more localised content that was specific to where they lived, about what was happening and, you know, different sort of funding and opportunities within their own state. So in December last year, we trialled our first state-based issue of the magazine and we launched our VicTas issue, and it was exceptional. The feedback was really, really positive about the content in there, and it was it was fantastic. People were really happy to have more localised information, but also localised in terms of service providers that, you know, but they were advertising and promoting what they were doing in the Victorian Tassie issue. But of course, that's a lot more relevant if you're living in Victoria than it is in any other state. So I guess our audience was really responded really positively to that. So that was great. So excitingly, we're going to be launching our Queensland issue in our in winter, which will be coming out in June. Obviously, that will coincide with our expo, which is great timing. We'll be launching that at the expo. And that will be followed by a New South Wales ACT version of the magazine in spring this year, in September. So we'll slowly be rolling out the magazines, and we'll also be bumping up our print runs so that we can get that mag into more hands and help more people. So some pretty exciting things. We've been very busy here and madly creating content and working out the sort of the layouts and things for those issues and how we can make all of that work and make it more specific to each state. So very exciting times ahead. I think it will be a benefit to a lot of our readers.
Oh, having that local know-how is just a win-win, isn't it? Parents can refine the search, and service providers know that they're, you know, one step closer to connecting and working with people more locally. So, and I guess there's going to be some topics that are national anyways, and that they will you'll be sharing them up regardless,
Yeah, will still remain in all issues. So some of the content that's relevant on a national scale will be in across all issues, but obviously a fair chunk of the magazine will be made up of very specific content to that state.
Yeah. If I was going to give you the magic wand for content writers and bloggers, who are you desperate for at the moment?
Oh, we would love to hear from some therapists. We've got so much content that we'd love to deliver, and we'd love some, I guess, some expert advice and expert words around some of the things that our audience want to know about. So we're really keen to talk to anyone out there that's got a craft of writing, or if you don't, we can craft that for you. But, you know, in terms of, you know, a whole range of therapists, occupational therapists, speech, physio, particularly even around behavioural therapists, also around dietitians and nutritionists and all of those sort of, you know, left of field services, I guess, that are very important to kids with disabilities. So we open up the net. We like to cast it far and wide. So if anyone is interested, please get in touch, because we'd really love to be able to share as much content, and especially expert content, with our audience.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll ramp that up in the show notes as well, because, and even topics about like mobility and posture and sensory processing and motor development and language and communication. I'm not a magazine editor by any stretch, but to get different perspectives and to get different authors' opinions and extension on the go-to topics is surely a good thing as well.
Absolutely. Look, there's so much knowledge out there, and I think, you know, for us to be able to take that knowledge and deliver it to our audience, it's so valuable to people. I mean, not all allied professionals are going to think the same way or have the same opinion on things. So, and that's good. I mean, we want to, I guess, present all opportunities and all, you know, solutions that people that might help kids with disabilities. So, you know, we're interested in a range of different things. Mm. And as you said, the content ideas are endless. I think our ideas list at the moment is multiple pages. So we've got plenty of content that we would love to roll out. So, you know, even if anyone out there does, you know, would love to write something and share their knowledge, but don't kind of know what to write about, we've got an abundance of ideas ready to go. Just, you know, I guess waiting on the, you know, the right person to be able to, you know, present that information and put that together.
Put a voice to it. And I guess to sort of frame that a little bit, it's not writing a PhD. It's writing 500-600 words, and that you can get some support for the structure of that. It's I've done some, guest. yeah, it's really interesting working as a guest writer. You learn so much, and it's a really, really interesting exercise to contain your thoughts and structure your thoughts about a topic. Because when we talk about it, it tends to go on and on and on, and we lose the edges. But when you write, you get that practice of being really sharp and succinct, and that's a great skill. It's a really, good skill. You don't have to be scared about it at all.
No, absolutely not. As I said, we're here to help as well. So we wouldn't leave anyone out to hang them out to dry or anything. We're always here to help in any way that we can.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is there anything that we haven't covered about all that is Source Kids?
Well, I think you've nearly extracted everything out of me, all of the really exciting announcements anyway.
Oh, that's good. Well, we'll make sure we get this edition posted nice and early. I'll bump it up the list so that we can support you for Brizzy. And maybe early next year we'll get you back on pre-Melbourne March to make some noise then, because you'll have all sorts of new and wonderful stuff going on. So we'll capture that as well. Does that sound like a plan?
That sounds great. I'll probably have some other announcements by then as well, so who knows. Our as you know, as you've said, things are changing so quickly, and I guess we try to be as innovative as we can and try and adapt to, you know, changes in technology and the way that we're doing things. So there's, you know, we're an ever-evolving organization, which is a really, you know, it's really exciting, and it's really fun to just have, you know, endless opportunities. So, but I'd definitely love to come on early next year and talk more about Melbourne. That will be all coming together quite well by early 2019.
I don't mean to laugh, but we probably need to book the date now. So
between the two of us, around to this, doesn't it?
The two of us trying to organise our calendars. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm a huge fan, as you know, and it's just an absolute pleasure to be able to support Source Kids ongoing, current and ongoing. So let's make a date for January or February. Thank you, Emma Price, founder of Source Kids, for sharing up all the local news and awesomeness that is Source Kids. We'll see you next time.
Oh, thanks, Kathy. It was an absolute pleasure. Always lovely to chat to you. So thank you very much.
Thank you for investing your time right through to the end of this episode of Private Practice Secrets. If you're running a private practice and keen for more business confidence and management know-how, head on over to our website, nacre.com.au. I'll spell it. nacre.com.au. Over there, you'll find all sorts of business resources and inspiration, blogs, forms, web events, freebies, our virtual conference information, workshops, and more. And don't be shy. Take advantage of the free power call and book yourself into my diary for the chance to have a business chat and to pick my brains. I'm Kathy Love, Allied Health Business Coach, wishing you and your business a brilliant day.